With impeachment proceedings dominating headlines, some have forgotten the ongoing trade disputes which have affected farmers and ranchers. KMZU was at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters trade talks last week in Kansas City and caught up with some producers and producer organizations about their thoughts on trade.
Yes, we are impacted, as is the entire U.S. beef economy. So as we see changes in access to different markets globally, that does impact us.
That was beef cattle specialist Paul Dykstra. He indicated producers are each weathering the storm in their own way.
You know, we just kind of wait to see where those opportunities arise. And when they do, we look for the importers and the distribution channels that will allow us to be successful in those countries wherever they may be.
He also said gains in the beef market are still measurable despite the trade war.
We are in a fortunate position to, in the last fiscal year, have added the 13th straight record year in terms of sales volume. Most of our success this year was here domestically in the U.S., and that was highlighted by an 8% improvement in sales tonnage at the retail sector.
Nick Giordano, the Vice President and Counsel, Global Government Affairs for National Office of the Pork Producers Council, says pork is an important indicator for the Consumer Price Index, and that market is still healthy.
Well, trade has been great for pork producers. So good, in fact, that these free trade agreements weaken the poster child form, and that's because in recent years we've been exporting more pork to the 20 nations with which we have free trade agreements than the rest of the world combined. And when you consider that the rest of the world combined is included China and Japan, it just shows you how important the trade agreements are. In fact, the past 10, 15 years, the U.S., not every year, but many years, we've been the top global exporter of pork in the world.
The market was much worse off this time last year when approximately $12 were taken off every hog sold due to tariffs.
We've been hammered, but because of African swine fever, we're seeing pork start to move there. Now, the Chinese have said that they're going to peel back tariff. We don't know how much and for how long. U.S. government has been pressing the Chinese to just eliminate the tariffs on pork. We'd like 5 years of zero tariffs. Obviously, that certainty would be really good for our producers. I mean, we're talking about an unprecedented sales opportunity. In our minds, it's a win-win for the U.S. and China. Pork prices are way up. They have to manage food price inflation. There is no question they're going to be importing more pork. They're going to be importing more protein. Why not from the U.S.?
Giordano says also there are larger issues at stake than simply farm markets.
Pork and food and ag are somewhat innocent bystanders, but the term has been used to describe the situation with China. It's a new Cold War. I mean, and this is about a rising China and how the U.S. and China relate going forward, and big issues about intellectual property and technology transfer and forced technology transfer. So as difficult as it is for the pork industry to be caught in the middle of this, we really don't have any choice. We kind of have to understand the bigger picture. We don't like being in the middle of this. We want the tariffs and the whole thing to go away yesterday.